have Sister Donnie's back. A lot of people got the old crud, but you know what? If the devil gives you the crud, give it back to him. A hundredfold. Praise the Lord. It is good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, huh? I was thinking about it as we went over to pick up Brother Brown. I was thinking what a privilege it is. It takes us about 45 minutes to go pick up Miss Bessie and Brother Brown. But I thought what a privilege it is to be able to reach out. And I don't know who gets the biggest blessing, Nikki and me or y'all. Yeah. But it's good to have a church family. It's good to keep pressing on in spite of everything that goes on in our life. Yes. Everything that the enemy throws at us. It's so good to just keep pressing on. How many of you know that if we hang in there with Jesus, we'll come out on top? Yeah. We'll come out on top. Today is Carol Hill's birthday. And I put it on Facebook this morning. Happy birthday, Carol. And of course, we had Kara's birthday was Monday. And Sunday, Pastor Chris will be bringing a message. Tonight, I'm going to try to bring a message. I haven't preached in so long here. Y'all realize it's been about over a month?
No, you did last Sunday.
Last Sunday? I didn't preach last Sunday. You preached. Listen, I may have a short-term memory, but it ain't that short.
I told Miss Bessie that you haven't preached for so long, you can hardly wait, and so you had all this flowing out of you before the actual message.
I'm not missing anybody that wears a hat like that.
Yes, he does. Because he loves me. Yes, he does.
Went to a nursing home that we hadn't ministered to in several years today, and Lord just blessed. And
yes.
I'm amazed at the people that in the homes that are so hungry for God.
Yes.
And just good to be there today and to tell them that you got to hold on. You got to hold on.
Amen.
We've come too far to turn back now. Amen.
Amen.
And I look at this faithful group here tonight on one of the coldest nights in Jacksonville this year. And I think it's pretty special, isn't it?
Amen.
It's pretty special. Greatest thing in all my life is loving you. Can I ask you tonight, what's the greatest thing in your life?
Jesus.
Is it that check that comes in every month?
No.
Is it what other people can do for you? The greatest thing should be loving Him, serving Him, trusting Him, obeying Him, and no matter what comes, to know that it's going to be okay.
Amen.
We sang that song today, "It Is Well With My Soul." Is it well with your soul tonight?
Yes.
Are you at peace with God? You know, they did bug work day before yesterday. Woman of all knowledge, when was it?
Tuesday morning.
Yesterday morning.
That's it.
And they're getting me all ready because they may move my total knee replacement up. In fact, I'm on the waiting list now. And if not sooner, it'll be March 24th.
Yeah.
Now tonight I got a special prayer request. And Patty, I believe it's your uncle, James Carrico. He helped me build the church up in West Virginia. And never misses a service. And he had a heart attack. They have sent him to Charleston, West Virginia. They're going to do an open heart surgery tomorrow. He's got at least a triple bypass. And his wife, Millette, is a woman that's full of the Holy Ghost and with fire. And we've been praying for his salvation. I talked to him on the phone, that, you know, the live FaceTime where you can see each other.
Yes.
And I said, James, what's going on is real serious. Have you got right with God? He said, well, I hope so. I said, no, I ain't going to get it, James. You need to know. You need to know before you go into this operation. That if you don't come out of it, that you'll be in heaven. And I said, I want you to think about that. So tomorrow, they're going to operate on him. And you know, in this life, you I don't know about y'all, but in this life, you don't really have a whole lot of really true friends. And I can say, and I know that his wife and family's at the hospital watching us tonight. I can truthfully say that the Caricos, Patty, your family, are my true friends.
Amen.
And so, I have to remember what the Word says, let not your heart be troubled. I have to preach to myself all the time. I believe in God, and I believe in God's Son, Jesus. And I believe that Jesus Christ knows how to take care of his flock. But we need to ask people. Not if you're going into an operation necessarily, but when God puts somebody across your path, you need to ask him, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? That's the most important thing in this world, is for us to have our sins forgiven. And not go out into eternity with those sins.
Amen.
And only Jesus can do it. Now, I will go to the Lord in prayer tonight. You're welcome to come up if you want, or you can stay there and pray. But I want to lift this family up. I remember when there were so many people, and only two people showed up to help me build that church. One of them was James Carrico and Randolph Cantrell. And with God's help, the three of us finished the inside of that church. And this year, it'll be 14 years ago. James Carrico probably has not missed three services in 14 years. And so, and anybody else have a prayer request? Come on, let's seek God tonight. Yes, Avis.
I do, Pastor, but I had a little run-in last night with someone that I didn't anticipate it happening, and I blew off real bad.
Okay, I didn't really hear that. Somebody speak loud. She got a soft voice in here.
Let me go thank God.
Yes, take your mic back there.
It's important.
Now be careful, Pastor Nikki. Last time you fell off this platform Sunday.
I had a run in last night with a, I won't call him a gentleman. He's one of the people that tried to get me kicked out from Mount Carmel a while back. And he got real rough with me last night verbally. And I blew off, but I walked away and I went upstairs and I asked the Lord to forgive me and to let, I'm letting him handle it because I can't.
Right. Right.
Well, you know, Avis, you can be angry and sin not.
Amen.
And sometimes God causes us to speak out things that the person really needs to hear.
Right.
So I don't know what you told me, but hopefully it wasn't too bad.
You heard it.
But, okay, I remember you, Sister Hayes. Does anyone else have a prayer? Pat?
Yes. I just got to talk on the phone to a prayer warrior, and she is asking for prayer. Her name is Joanne, and to help her to feel better. And she's lonely like I am, and I told her that we will be praying for her healing and for her loneliness and for her grandson.
Are you talking about Joanne Mingle?
Yes.
Many years ago, Joanne used to come to this church. And she remembers the night that the little fellowship hall was our church. And she remembers the night that my late wife and I come in, and remember that night when God spoke to me and called me into the ministry of nursing home. And they took up a $500 offering for us. And I said, wow, God. God said, look, he spoke to my spirit. He said, if you'll obey me, I will provide for you.
Amen.
And if you will not let the love of money grip your heart, I will prosper you beyond your wildest dreams. That was the start of the ministry, was with Joanne. Sure was. She's been a faithful supporter all these years.
Praise God.
Never misses a month. Amen. Anybody else?
I have one request for me too.
It's okay, Pat.
My ex-husband and I are trying to bring forgiveness.
Amen. Amen. I think that's worth shedding of tears of joy.
Yes. Wow.
Amen.
You what?
I said amen.
No,
amen.
You know, to tell you real quick, my late wife and I had been divorced for 17 years. We both had been out in the world, got on the wrong path. But we both got saved in 1987. I was in Texas. She was here in Jacksonville. And her mama was right across the street where Judy lives now, Judy Hickenlooper. But anyway, I tell you what, making up is so sweet. You know that? Making up can be so sweet if you won't bring up the past and look to Jesus for the future. People that live in the past never have peace in their heart. Never. Yes?
I want you all to pray that we have a safe trip when we leave Friday for Alabama. I just know that God would take care of us through it all.
Yeah. It was your kinfolks had passed away, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Anyone else?
I'd like prayer for Sinet. No, for Sina.
Sinet.
Sina.
Sina.
For Sina Lim.
That's one of the ladies that helped. They brought 14 nursing home people to church. So.
Yes.
14. And in fact, Pastor Chris, he said, Thomas, he said, I'll take half of them back, you take the other half. But our son Tommy showed up over here with 14 nursing home people. My God, is that not a blessing? But she really needs prayer. All right, anyone else? Okay, Pastor Nikki, you know what? Pastor Chris, give us something good and worshipful, and let's go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to remember me. I may have to drive to West Virginia in the next couple of days. And I'll do whatever God sends me to do, I'll do. And pray for God's will to be done, that I can get this done and keep going pretty good. It's getting harder and harder for me to go. But the flesh is weak, but the spirit's willing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. If you want to come to the altar, fine. If you don't, that's okay too. I don't want this to be a ritual. I just want it to be something that we want to do on our own, not because I call you up. Heavenly Father, Lord, we bow down to you tonight. I believe, Lord, that most of us in this place tonight know that we can't make it without you. I know, Lord, I can't make it one day without leaning on you hard. And Father, we come to you tonight on behalf of those that we love and those that are being tried. Lord, I lift up the Carrico family tonight. I pray, most of all, first things first, priority first, that James Carrico will ask you to forgive his sins and for you to come into his life and him surrender his life to you. And after that, I pray for your hand to be upon him as they operate tomorrow. Lord, I pray for those that are so sick. Bodies are tired. Preachers are getting weary. The congregation is fighting the fight of their life. We need an extra touch from you. And I believe tonight, as I lift up my hands and ask for it, I believe those that would lift their hand right now without anybody seeing them, that right now that extra touch will be sufficient for them to keep fighting on. I pray for Sister Lenore and the family of the passing of her loved one, that you would protect her, and Lord, that she would be a witness in Alabama and bring her back home to us safe. We love her and we need her. Father, I lift up Sister Pat. God, I pray in the name of Jesus. You are the restorer, the healer. You make all things new. I can't imagine Nikki and I ever separating except through going to heaven. And I pray, Lord, for your hand to be on Sister Pat, her ex-husband. I pray for Joanne Mingle tonight, Lord. There's so many people that are lonely. So many people that are sitting around just waiting to go to heaven, when they could be doing something, Lord. Thank you that Sister Pat's willing to call her and talk with her and to be a prayer warrior with her. Lord, we know that there is an awful virus, an awful, awful virus that's trying to break out in our country. And Lord, we curse it all the way back to China and pray right now that you would just destroy this virus. And we pray, Lord, draw our hearts close to you. Yes, Lord, sometimes we get a little tired, we get a little weary. But we know where our help comes from. And we patiently wait upon you. And your word says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Bring your strength to us, O God. And let us rejoice in our salvation. Lord, we just thank you for Sister Avis and for her willingness to do things the right way. And she's not done anything or lost her temper that none of us hadn't done ourselves. But oh, Jesus, you don't never hold nothing against us. I'm glad of that on my part. Here we are, Lord. Here we are. Hearts are open wide. Lord, let us drink from your well. Let the healing virtue flow from the Son of the living God. And your Spirit wrap us up, tie us up, bundle us up. Cover us with your love and your deliverance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I feel him in this place. I praise you, Lord. I praise you. I don't have anything to give you except my choice. And I choose to serve you, Lord. I pray for those dear hearts in that nursing home today. Most of them have not really heard the gospel in so long. And they just drank. Oh, they just drank from the well. Help us, Lord, in this church to drink from the well. Let your living waters flow. And we thank you. You are the one. You are the one. You are holy. God, let your Spirit go into that hospital room in Charleston, West Virginia right now. Lord, play your love song upon James's strings to his heart right now. Thank you, Father. Love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh. Lord, lay your loving hand on VJ right now. And John, Lenora, Patty, Brother James Brown, Sister Avis. Oh, our dear Miss Bessie. Our dear Tonnies. Our dear Pat. Our beloved brother, Larry. Our precious little one up in the video room. For our daughter Karen and my son Chris. Lay your hand upon us, Lord. Lay your hand upon us, Lord. We need your encouragement, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, the answer is already on the way, Sister Pat. Oh, the answer is on the way. The Lord will put his angels round you. Glory. Oh, glory. Miss Bessie, the Lord sees your needs and he's not ignoring you. Pastor Chris, God's not ignoring your needs. No, he's not. God is not ignoring his people. But he wants us to become more like Jesus. And it only comes through suffering. The blessings doesn't change us. It's the suffering that changes us. Our blessed Savior said, you will suffer for my name's sake. Oh soul, why are you cast down? Depression, why are you trying to come into my life? Anxiety, why are you trying to take control of my mind? Bitterness, why are you trying to overcome my love? Oh Lord, lift us up.
Thank you, Lord.
Can we give God a hand clap of praise in the house of the Lord? She was sitting over here when we had all the beautiful red pews in this place. She's sitting over there and she said, I don't know. I said, don't quench the spirit, Sister Donnie. Don't quench the spirit in this church. No. Let God have his way.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing and worship the Lord. What do you say?
Is serving you.
What you give from your heart. Remember the woman that just had like a penny? She went up to put her money in. God had plenty of money. He looked all around, got his money. Whoa! Look what I'm doing. The woman came in, put her little penny. Jesus said, the person that had money put in out of her excess. But this woman put in all she had. Now, which one do you think God will honor the most? The one that gives from the heart. Pastor Chris, will you bless the offering?
Dear precious Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this time that we have in your presence tonight, Father. We ask you to bless this offering, bless the gift and the giver to meet the needs of this, your church, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. Amen.
He was a king, but he lived as a servant, asking that we do.
The greatest of you shall be saved.
his order.
My Bible.
This is my Bible.
I can do what it says I can do. I will not do what it says I shouldn't do. Father in heaven, give me ears to hear, a heart to receive, and a spirit to obey. Lord, shine your light on your word, that I may go out here a different person. In Jesus' name, not what the preacher thinks, but what you say. Amen. Tonight I'm going to bring part one of a message, and the title of the message is "The Thing That I Feared Most Has Come Upon Me." And I want you to keep that title in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit. And maybe it's going to show you how you can get the victory over the things that you fear most in this life. The Bible says that fear brings torment. Fear brings problems of all kinds. It divides, it separates, it's worse than cancer. Fear destroys a person. And not only one person that has a fear, but the people that love that person around them. And we're going to go to the book of Job. And I'm going to try to give you a little different spiritual outlook on this man they call Job. The Bible says in Job 1, starting at the first verse, "There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed," or stayed away from, "evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance, the things he owned also, was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East." Now let's go back and see what they're saying about this man Job. He loved the Lord, feared the Lord. He tried to stay away from evil. And God blessed him with 7 sons and 3 daughters. God blessed him with beautiful children. And then his possessions. Oh, his possessions. He had all these sheep and camels and oxen and she-asses and a very great household. He had a lot of people working for him. Now, this man, Job, had what we think we need in this day and time. We think that we need a whole lot of things. And God blesses us with a whole lot of things. What most of us don't realize is when God blesses us with an abundance, that is to be used to further the gospel and not to store it up. We need to understand that God's blessings are for us to bless others with. Why do we have this church? Why does Pastor Chris and Sister Kara have those buses? Why did I buy another bus up in West Virginia and bring it to Florida? It's because God has blessed me just like He blessed Job. There's a difference between being blessed and being blessed and using those blessings for other people. Amen. Job was a man that had what every man and woman would probably ever want in this day and age. Beautiful family. I can't say that I've had a beautiful family. There's always been trouble in my family. You know whose fault it was? It was mine because a man is supposed to be the head of his household and live a godly life and raise his children up and treat his wife with love, honor, and respect, and I did not do that. But Job was a man that loved God, loved his wife, loved his children, and he had all these possessions. Something happened in Job's mind and his spirit, and I'm going to get to that in a minute, because it can happen to you and me so easy. Satan said, you know why? He came to God. I don't even know why God would give him the time of day, but Satan comes before God. Did you know that? And he accuses each and every one of God's people. He accuses us before God. The devil is the accuser of the brethren. And the Bible says, you know what? The only reason that Job is serving you is because you just give him all these things. And he said, if you take away those things, the only reason he's serving you is because he has all that. If you take that away from him, now listen to me tonight, pay attention. If you take those things away, he will not love you like he says he does. He will not serve you. It'll be a different tune if you take all these possessions away. And God said, well, devil, take everything he's got. Don't lay a hand on him. And so, we look on in the first chapter, and things started happening. See, I want you to understand this, that things can start happening quick. It says in the 14th verse, there come a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing, the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell you. There goes his possessions. He's starting to lose all these things that he was enjoying. Are you listening tonight? And while he was yet speaking, there come another one, said, the fire of God's fallen from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I'm the only one left to come and tell you this. And while he was yet speaking, 17th verse, there also come another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped to tell you. Folks, I want to tell you, when things start happening, it can snowball. The man that had everything was starting to lose everything. The man that was very happy, and he, you know, he loved his children, and his sons and daughters were just, they got along. The Bible says that they would feast together, and they were just getting along good. He's starting to lose everything. While he was yet speaking in the 18th verse, there come another, and this is what hit him. Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. Behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped to tell thee. Everything he had in one day was gone except for his wife. Everything that he had, everything that he cherished, everything that he was proud of was gone, wiped out. You know, it can happen to you and me the same way. It can happen to us. We're going to be tempted and tried. And if we are not careful, we're going to wind up like Job, looking around at everything that we had is going to be gone. And then, and only then, anybody can serve God when everything's going good. This church, oh, as long as we're shouting and speaking in tongues and seeing people blessed, you know, it's fun. Boy, it's fun to come in on Sunday and do that, but when the devil starts working in the church, that'll tell you who's the real man, who's the real woman of God. Job lost everything, but he said, here's what he said. All those things he had, he didn't say, woe is me. But he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to ask you tonight in all sincerity, if all these great things that God has given you and me was taken away, would we be able, have we talked the talk, but when it comes to walking the walk, did we have the real thing that says, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. Do we have that? God wants His church to have that. So that our mind and focus is not on the material things in this life. Amen. Not on our possessions. Oh, y'all help me now. Yes. Not on our possessions. No. Not on what we put back. But our whole heart and life should be on Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
That's right. Amen.
And when you focus and put the Lord first, that thing that you're afraid of cannot come and destroy you.
Amen.
But if you are trying to do this on your own, if you're trying to work things out on your own power, you may say, I don't have much. Listen, you've got more than you think you have. If you was in a third world country, living in a tent, going and digging a hole and using the bathroom and drinking dirty water, I don't care. You at Mount Carmel, you say, I've got a castle right over here off of University Boulevard. I would say that Nikki and I, we have a wonderful place on this church property. We have a wonderful place. But it can all be gone. And then we're standing there like Job. And he loved the Lord. He didn't understand it, but he trusted God.
Amen.
And the Bible says that Job, in all this, did not sin and start whining and saying, why'd you do this to me, Lord? Now, go over to the third chapter and the 25th verse. Before I get there, we know that here's Satan come again. Satan was defeated. How many of you know that Satan's already defeated, that Jesus came and defeated death, hell, and the grave?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So it's not what we have or don't have that makes our destiny. Our destiny is walking with the Lord Jesus Christ and walking by faith and not by sight. I believe, even though I haven't seen, that God's still got a good plan for this old man.
Yeah. Amen.
I believe that until the day that He says enough is enough, I want you, Buck Stanley, up in heaven more than I want you on this earth. I believe that walking by faith is the only way to please God.
Yes. Amen.
Then he was smitten with his health, boils. I think I've had one or two boils in my lifetime. Anybody here ever had a boil?
Yes.
Good enough. Do they hurt? How would you like to have them all over your body? Like Job did. Huh? Well, this is where he found out. One day, he had everything. The next day, everything he had, even his health, was gone. Now, that's the ultimate test, isn't it?
Yes.
You lose everything, and then here you are. Your health is gone. Third chapter, the 25th verse. This is where I want you to to sink into your spirit. Because God showed me this and I'd never seen it before. Job said, "For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me. And that which I was afraid of is come unto me." So we see where the whole time that there was two things in Job's life. He's had this fear inside of him that something was going to happen to all he had. Y'all help me enough. He had this fear. He had this thing that was hidden deep down in his heart. That he was going to lose everything. And the most important thing was, is that he was afraid that God would take everything he had and that God would desert him and abandon him in this old sinful world. The thing which I greatly feared has come upon me. And I'm going to ask y'all tonight, and I've been asking myself, am I hiding things, trying to hide them from God? What am I really afraid of? Am I afraid of my health going bad? Am I afraid that my friends is going to forsake me? Am I afraid I'm going to wind up in a nursing home? Am I afraid that I'm going to lose everything I have and not have anywhere to stay? Am I afraid that the things that I've worked so hard for and God has blessed me with is going to be taken from me? I say no to all of that. But if you can't say no to all of that, it will come upon you. It will come upon you, and that's when you're going to find out for yourself, have I been talking the talk, but I can't walk the walk? Or are you going to find out, I've been talking the talk, and bless God, I'm going to walk the walk, and I'm going to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. His word says he'd never leave me nor forsake me. His word says that he would take care of me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and I'm going to trust in God for everything that I need, no matter what it may be. I can look to the Lord, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of Gods. I can look to him because I belong to him. He paid the price. He paid the price to save me from a devil's hell. And he has given me a place in the Father's house. I have a reservation waiting on me. So do whatever happens in this life. I know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And I know also this word says that I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. So if I don't have a lot in this world, it doesn't matter. If I have a lot, I'm going to share it for the gospel's sake. Amen. That's why that church in West Virginia was built. Nikki's mom and dad committed suicide. And her and her brother got the inheritance. And bless my life and soul, had a pretty good bit. We built a church across the street. Built a church up in West Virginia, and we've operated this ministry, and we've put our resources, our personal resources, into the ministry and into glad tidings. We put our resources into God's work.
Amen.
And it's only because I came out of my mother's womb naked, and I'm going out of this world naked. And I'm not afraid. I am definitely not afraid that I'm going to lose anything, because I believe if God takes it away and closes the door, he'll open up another door and things will be better than they was before. God's always moving his people forward. He never moves his people backwards. And we're going to have the victory through Jesus Christ, not by what we own, not by our possessions, but by the power of a living God. Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. He is the King of Kings. He's coming back in all of his glory, in the glory of the Father and the holy angels, to take us, and we shall fly away. Fly, fly away. Glory to God. So it doesn't matter what I have in this life. It doesn't matter what I don't have in this life. I got Jesus. I got everything I need. Woo! I want to read this again. I'm going to pick up on it Sunday after next. Please let this go into your heart. Don't let this go in one ear and out the other. Job said, "For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me." That thing I was afraid of. All these nice possessions I had, all the cattle, I look out over the field. Oh, Lord, you have really blessed me. Oh, I hope I don't ever lose it. The thing I feared greatly has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Now, Job even thought that God had deserted him for a while. But you know what? If you read the book of Job, you'll see, and I want you to listen to me. Sometimes your friends can give you some bad spiritual advice. Now listen, there was three friends of Job, and they come, and here's something that happened. They saw him sitting there. You're talking about a big mess. He was a big mess, covered with boils. He'd lost everything. His children, his possession, all he had was a nagging wife. That's all he had. She said, "Curse God and die. Look at you." He said, "No. No, I'm not going to curse God." I want you to think about that. I want you to think about the fact that this man, one of the most blessed men in the part of his country, still had those hidden fears and anxieties. And it's going to cost you if you don't overcome it. It's going to cost me. If I have those fears and anxieties, that something's going to happen, I wonder what happened if they stop my Social Security check. Oh, I wonder what's going to happen to my retirement. Oh, you know what? Something is going to happen. Because the thing that you fear most is going to come upon you. I couldn't believe it. I got a letter the other day, and I had put a lot of money in the youth building up there on the mountain. No questions asked. Hey, it's better than having it there and in the bank. I put it to work. Got a letter the other day. My name was on a list, and it says that there was a lawsuit over asbestos. I never filed one, but where I used to work at the power plant in Texas, I worked in asbestos every day, and they said, "We have settled, and you're going to get a certain amount of money." I said, "Praise God." You know, the Lord is our provider. The Lord is our provider. And God doesn't want us worrying about possessions or money or family or friends. Pastor Chris said something not too long ago. He brought out the message. We need to obey God. We need to obey God and not obey man and worry about man. Because sooner or later, somebody's going to see that you're a real woman of God or you're a real man of God. And if you're not, that's going to come out too. Amen. 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 God don't want you to be afraid of tomorrow. Amen. Now, Jesus has already cautioned us. He's already given us instructions. He's already said that the Father will take care of us. And if we go against God's word, it's an act of disbelief And anything that is not of faith is sin. I'm going to close the message now. But Sunday after next, I'm going to finish how important it is to guard your thoughts. And not have those fears and anxieties that's going to wind up destroying you.
That's right.
It's going to destroy you.
Yeah.
Unless you get a handle on it. How do we get a handle on it? By believing the word of God that says, do not be afraid.
I am with you.
I am with you.
Yes.
Even to the end of the world.
Amen.
Would you bow your head? I hope you'll, I pray you'll take this, what I've said tonight, that comes from God's heart. He's been speaking from his heart through my mouth and my heart. God wants you to be a strong Christian. He wants you to be a strong person that people can see Christ in you and not see all this weakness and all these fears and all these things that are destroying you and your witness.
Amen.
You claim to be a man or woman of God, then let's man up and woman up and be what God wants us to be. And let's make this church a group of people that can pray a prayer and the devil has to flee.
Amen.
And things will happen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If you like prayer, with nobody looking, I'm going to do it the Baptist way tonight. Every head bowed. If you'd like prayer tonight, just lift your hand. That's all you have to do. Put it back down. By you, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Father, it doesn't matter what I think. But it only matters what you think. Now, people have lifted their hand because they realize they need help. And a person that needs help that didn't lift their hand is going to leave this church the same way they come in, defeated, defeated, defeated. I ask you now, let the power of God come and strengthen your church. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask it all. And let the church say,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. I'm sure Pastor Chris has got a good message for Sunday. And I want you to keep this message in your heart because we'll finish it up in 2 weeks. God bless you. Stay warm.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Stay warm.